Blog Talk Radio.
Again, if that's the way it's supposed to be, you know?
Right. Well,
That's definitely, you know, he went out doing what he loved to do.
Yeah.
But, cancer sure has eaten a lot of people that I know in the last few years.
Oh, yeah.
That event that I've seen, if you guys can go to January 14th over here, the Coastal Brawl, the guy that I helped put on last year, him and I used to ride together. Anyways, he's a Marine vet and whatnot. And he died brain cancer. Took him out in 6 months.
Yeah.
We went from
life. Did he go to the Mideast?
What's that?
Did he go to the Mideast?
No, he was a little older. He than me. He was 55 maybe. I don't know where, you know, what I know he served like 4 years in the Marines it just basically how fast it sneaks up and gets you. You know, we went from riding one day and he was fine, we're working out in here and all of a sudden then we had the big venue, the big MMA event. And then I didn't hear from him for 2 months. And find out he was in the VA hospital, and he had brain surgery. And it took him out 2 months later.
Wow.
And you know, I have two brothers, two younger brothers, and we made a commitment or an oath as we were young people that if any one of three of us, well, we've all been in major accidents, but if any one of three of us ends up being a vegetable in a coma, the other two have to pull the plug, take them out. I just don't want to see a family member in some coma state where, you know, it's very painful. I'd want my family member to have no pain.
Right.
That's the decision we made and all that, so.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, kind of with everybody who's grown up with some true brothers, my friends and I, you know, especially my fight buddies, they all know we all have that kind of, it's packed with each other. Because ultimately everybody wants to remember how you used to roll thunder and have fun, not see you at your weakest point in life.
We have one of our friends here who just recently told he has a year and a half to live with the cancer if he goes to chemo. But if he doesn't go to chemo, they don't give him 12 months, and I hope you're not listening tonight, Bob. But Bob's decided no chemo. He's going to ride his bike up till we can't ride it anymore and let it come to an end. If he takes chemo, he'll actually have less time riding the motorcycle, less time enjoying life. So his decision was, I'll ride every day best I can and all that. When it's time to go, it's time to go. So that's a tough decision to make, but I can respect him for that, you know.
Well, you know, and I think until we're actually in that place or we're presented with that, we just really don't know what we'd make. You know, in 05, I had a pretty bad accident. You know, they said I wouldn't fight, walk right, or teach again ever. And I fell second story and broke four vertebrae in my L-spine, my L2, 3, 4, 5, and S1. The 5 and S1 were a compression fracture. I landed on a cement pier block when I was building a deck on the second story. My ladder broke. And during that time, you know, I was fighting all over the world, everywhere. So basically, took 6 months for me to, I was in bedridden for 6 months. I couldn't, you know, everything tingled. I couldn't feel much. And I lost my gym, lost my school, lost my kids, lost everything all at once. And I think it's just kind of one of those things. I guess I'm the last person to have somebody tell me you can't, you know. It took me three years to where I can walk and work out and train again. But you know, now I'm back to doing it, and all the doctors said it wouldn't happen. But so I think will also plays a role in. Unless you can definitely see no light at the end of the tunnel. But, yeah, I mean, that's probably the closest I've had to maybe not do anything I love to do.
Yeah. Well, my grandmother, when I was growing up, my grandmother would say, God's not done with you yet. There must be something else left you've got to do. I had a very strong grandmother that always had some great sayings in life, but that was one of my favorites. God's not done with you yet, Bill.
Well, yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a grandma pretty much like that too. I used to live with her all summer long, and anyway, she was definitely she cussed like a trucker, and she rolled thunder like a guy. You know what I mean? She just, I think every other word came out of her mouth was the F word, and she never put up with no shit, she was definitely that way, definitely old school. She was the type that she would make. She knew how to make her own soap. She made everything. You know, if she couldn't make it, then it wasn't meant. She wasn't meant to have it.
I grew up in South Boston. I know my grandmother came out to visit us. I live in Columbia Point Housing Project. Is any Boston people listening tonight? She came out to visit me, and I was fighting this kid, and he was a bigger kid, and he was on top of me, but I felt I had the fight. I felt I was okay. My grandmother came in, pulled him off me, and I said, Grandma, I had the guy. I had him. My grandma said, boy, you're the worst fighter I've ever seen in my life. That boy's whooping your ass. You better learn to fight better than that. I kept thinking, no, I had him. She goes, oh, you're sad. You're sad, son.
Well, right now, Bill, we got a caller out in New York, and I think we have one out of Boston.
Well, Boston people, huh?
Hello, 646.
Come on, you live on the air.
Just send back in today.
Okay. I'll leave you unmuted. You want to join in?
Okay, that's terrific. Thanks.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. 978.
We got hello, Phil. Bill.
Yeah,
both of us here, buddy.
We got me. We got Gino, and we got Robin, the tattoo artist, my brother, and we're at his tattoo shop. I just got a new tattoo. It was 3.5 hours long.
Listen, you got to stop for a second. Tell us again the name of the tattoo shop. Tell them where it's located, address, city, phone number.
Yeah.
Come on, email. Give this guy some publicity.
I'm going to let him say it because he's never been on the radio before.
All right.
Tell him the name of the shop, where you're located, phone number.
Yeah, this is Robin. I own Pup Rob Tattoo in Ayer, Massachusetts. It's 62 Park Street. And the number is 978-772-1200.
All right. Now, each tattoo shop has kind of a specialty. Is there anything that you like doing more than others? You like portraits, or do you like graphics? Or what is one of your strong points that you like so much doing?
I do a lot of portraits that I like doing.
Okay.
And I've kind of done a little bit of everything, but portraits, I think, is my favorite thing to do.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing this tattoo show?
I've been tattooing about 14 years. I started out
here. How many countries? About
38
countries are listening to you. So,
all right.
I want everybody that's in the local area to stop by this tattoo parlor, stop in and visit the owner, and get a tattoo. Right, of course, get a tattoo right away. Let's take a normal size portrait.
Well, hang on.
Come on.
Hey, Mike. Mike. Hello. What time is your class start?
Yeah, I don't know how much I'm gonna do.
Mike.
We can
go to
bed or whatever you want to do.
He doesn't know he's on, so we, you know.
Mike, you're still live.
Fine, and seeing.
Hey, Pete. So what's up? What kind of tattoo did you get?
What I had was on my right arm, I had a dragon from the 80s, and what Robin did was, he's the master. I'm going to post it on my Facebook page. He took the dragon, and he turned it into flames. And he, like, you know, dual flames. Like, he took the dragon, and he actually turned the dragon into, it was like a green dragon with some other colors, turned it into flames, So there's two sets of flames, like duplicates, and in the middle is a black set of lightning bolts with a white Totenkopf skull in the middle. It's really, really, really nice looking. And it was worth the 3.5 hours of pain that I got.
Pete, will any of these colors fade, or will you have these colors for the rest of your life now? How long will the colors last?
No, I think I'll be dead before they fade.
All
right. Great, I'm going. But he's done all my tattoos up to date. You know, everything I have on me, he's done. And what he does is he draws. His drawing is, it's on my Facebook page. His drawing is amazing. And you bring him something, you know, and he will take it and completely turn it around and make it look 10 times better than what you really want. And he's got the best rates around in Massachusetts, and he has walk-ins. And I know that a lot of people, you know, they live in Connecticut or Rhode Island or wherever they might live, and they don't want to do the commute. But if you really want a quality tattoo at a good price, you know, come to what number Park Street is this? 62 Park Street in Ayr, which is Fort Devens. Also known as Fort Devens, Massachusetts, north of Boston, and that's where.
Is all the information on your Facebook, Pete? Tune in. Can they get all that information from your Facebook?
You click on it's Robin Byers. So if you go on my page, there's a picture of me, my brother, and him. It's like on my page, and then I have him listed as my brother. You click on his Facebook page, and it brings you right to his page with all his – he also has a website.
Can we get that, please?
www.papa.robs.com. And his work is amazing. If anybody knows me, they've seen my tattoos. They can see the detail, and, you know, it's the place is immaculate. It's very clean in here. Actually, we got a customer walking in right now.
Yeah. Sure. Put him on. Put the customer on live for a second.
Are you a customer, or are you just here to...
I'm just here to... I don't know.
We're live on the radio.
You are?
Yeah, say hello.
Oh, yeah, I'm a customer here. I came to get a tattoo on my arm.
Did you? Where are you from?
I'm from Ayr.
What's your name?
John.
Good, John from Ayr. He just came in for a walk-in.
All right, John, we're out here out of California. Tell us what type of tattoo you're thinking about.
It's a radio show. Yes, I do.
Oh, man.
My cell phone. No, man, you're a star now. See, John came here because he knows this is, you know, the best in town. Well, the best in the state, I think. But
yeah.
We also have Gino here who's driving us crazy.
Hey, that's a Gino's job. Our new customer just walked in. What type of tattoo is he thinking about getting?
What type of tattoo are you thinking about getting, John?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Somebody put a heart that says mom.
Oh, like that?
Yeah.
He wants to get a heart that says mom in the middle, like what I have on my forearm.
You know what? Can't go wrong with that. Wrong with that.
Okay, I'll let them do their business. So we move on to our next character, who's Gino's there. Don't touch his artwork, man. Say hello. Hello, Phil and Bill.
Oh, Gino, good to hear you tonight.
Phil and Bill. Hey, Phil and Bill. Not with the Muppets, are you?
No. We're not
going?
With anybody. No, nobody likes us at all. We're all by ourselves.
I'm getting my Seed of Abraham tattoo.
Gino's here. He's going to be getting his tattoo for his club, his Christian club that he's in. Robin's going to do it for him on his way. Are you getting it on your chest? Where are you getting that tattoo done, Gino?
On the chest, next to my rose.
Yeah, okay. Next was girlfriend's name.
Yeah, my girlfriend's Rose. I was in federal prison for 7 years. I had to do something.
Oh, he's got his girlfriend's name on his chest when he was in federal prison, he's saying. He's going to have his club tattooed next to that.
Next to my
Rose. Yeah. So, here's what I got to do. I have to go home. Tattoo's done, so I'm leaving. I'm going to call in from my house.
Now, before you go real quick, let me ask you something, because customers want to know. With a new tattoo and all that, is he going to Vaseline it up? Is he going to cover it up? Or give us a little bit. People want to know about a tattoo. How do you prepare for it afterwards?
He puts what they call A&D ointment. You don't use Neosporin, right? A and D, which is vitamin A and vitamin D, and it's like a Vaseline. You put a very thin layer for about, what, 6 or 7 days? A bandage for one, you know, for a few hours. Take the bandage off, you let it breathe. You cannot scrub it. You don't scrub it with a washcloth or anything. You'll destroy it. You'll scar it. Mine came out exceptionally well. I get a lot of cover-ups that he did, and this one here is exceptional. I got to get some batteries for my camera. I'm going to take a picture of it and put it on my Facebook page. I mean, it's incredible. I can't even describe it. I'm looking at it. The flames and, I mean, I don't know how he turned a dragon, an old dragon that I had, into flames with all different colors, red, orange, yellow, the outline. So
yeah, I know
really
more
nice
people
are going
to want to tune that in, check that out. So when you get a chance, yeah, put that up there because that'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
How many women come into the tattoo shop? Is that still kind of laid back or is that starting to get more and more active, women tattoos?
More women than men get tattoos now.
Yeah, you know, men are pussies anyway.
You should see the girls that come in here and get tattoos. I mean, honestly, you know, this is a small town. And
what's the current trend for a tattoo? A butterfly, or what are the girls looking for these days?
A tattoo.
Now they're getting a lot of, like, poetry and different verses.
Poetry and stuff, like a lot of verses, like, you know.
In the Bible. The seed of Abraham.
When in doubt, knock them out type shit.
Yeah.
No, they're doing like a lot of verses and poetry and scrolls and stuff like that.
You want to do others before they do you on that?
Yeah.
Flowers,
butterfly, stuff like that.
What happens to spot right now for the women? Is it the arms, is it the ankles, or the back, or what do you think is the most popular spot? Belly button? For the women, most tattoos.
Today, they're mostly getting them on their rib cages.
Rib cages? That sounds painful.
Yeah. Ribs are on their hips.
On their ass?
On their ass, yeah.
What about the tramp stamp on the lower back? Are you still getting the tramp stamp? You see a lot of those?
Yeah, not as many. Yeah, I still see those.
He doesn't see as many tramp stamps, but my ex-girlfriend had a tramp stamp on her lower back, and yeah, it was pretty sexy.
A lot of girls manage it.
A lot of girls. He just did a girl that did a full sleeve. Her she's a stripper, and she had her whole arm sleeved out. So, yeah, a lot of girls. You see a lot of girls into a lot more girls into tattoos than you used to.
Yeah, one of my old girlfriends had a servant's entrance in the rear tattooed on. I remember that well.
My next tattoo, Bill. You probably take an interest in my next one. I've been thinking about it. I was going to have him draw me up a picture of a training bra and have it put wrapped around my arm.
Made it through the whole thing. You almost made it, damn it. Threw it in there. Hey, by the way, tomorrow's screwdriver's birthday. If you want to say happy birthday to him, you guys.
Today?
Tomorrow.
Oh, happy early birthday, Phil. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday. Remember, Seed of Abraham Motorcycle Club.
Yeah, okay, whatever that means.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. Now, see, there's somebody. You're not going to get anybody to say happy birthday at all tomorrow, at all.
There's a lot of insanity going on here right now, but I tell you, this is a place to be for a tattoo. It's great here. His work is amazing. His lines are straight. His coloring is shading. He makes his own ink. He makes his own colors. And if anybody has seen, I know Phil has seen my tattoos, detail and everything, that he's done wonders. So especially, I had a panther on my left arm, and he did a wolf, and he covered the panther over, and it was just amazing that you can't even see anything. I mean, it's gone. And
Pete, a lot of people want to know, with today's technology, how long does the colors last on a tattoo? 10, 20?
How long does the color last on a tattoo?
It should last at least 10 years.
10 years, right?
Touched up.
10 years before it has to be touched up.
That's good, yeah. God knows we ain't got much, not too many of us get 10 years left in us, so what the hell.
I'll probably be dead by then, but.
Yeah, that's logical. That's logical.
Then again,
the only thing I'm getting worried about, Pete, by the time I finally go, ain't nobody left to bury me. All my friends are gone. I tell everybody, Pete, I have more friends in this, I have more brothers in the cemetery than I got on the street. I got friends everywhere, but the brothers, 10, 20, 30, 40 years of burying them everywhere. It's a small program.
Gino has hundreds, he says, and actually he has a tombstone tattoo on his arm, and
yeah.
He's got a big list of all the names of all his brothers that died.
Yeah, it's a...
That needs to be touched up, actually.
I just got a message.
Well, what was the message that you saw? What did they interrupt us for? We're
because,
talking about brothers.
Because,
go
because,
ahead, tell us.
Because the lady, or I should say Alicia, the porn star, is on set in Miami. And she asked me about a bike builder because the deal they had fell through. So I said, well, if she wants to call in and talk, she says, no, I'm still on the film set, just taking a 5-minute break. My ass is sore from all the pounding all day. No, I'm serious. Besides all the other holes on me, my ass got it hard.
That's that service entrant in the rare program. Right?
Exactly.
I'll tell you after. Hey, guys, I got to go home and log on. I got to call in from my house because my battery's dying on my cell phone.
All right.
Gino's driving me crazy.
And when you get a chance, put that picture up so everybody can see the new tattoo, all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See the picture of me.
Okay, and they want to say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Good
to... Goodbye.
Good night, guys. Good night, everybody. Thanks for calling in.
With you.
Right, Robin.
Yep. Goodbye. It's good talking to you.
Good talking,
okay.
Everybody. 38 countries listening to you today, Robin.
38 countries listening. I hope Russia's one of them. We know Russia's listening.
Hey, always remember. All right,
guys.
Love them Hells Angels.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Red and white are nothing.
That's a good way to be.
I'm flying home now. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Okay. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks.
Yeah. Always good hearing from East Coast cousins, you know?
All right.
Well, you know, Bill, I got a couple of requests to hear that rant again.
You know, I mentioned that to somebody, and I was trying to do it my own version, and I told him, you got to listen to that rant because I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it justice at all. Let's, can you tune that in? Can you work that?
Yeah, I'm going to work that up right now.
Voodoo you do so well.
Here we go.
This is to the government, the United States government. No, $14.6 trillion, B. All my credit cards would have been cut off a long time before that. All I'm asking y'all to do is balance the fucking budget, B. That's all y'all got to do. Son, we voted for y'all because we were worried about gay rights, marijuana getting legalized, all of these other things that we were concerned about. How can we get roads, more money for schools? You bastards can't even balance a checkbook. A checkbook, B? This is something every American has to go through every week. We got to figure out what we're going to pay, what we got to put off a little bit. You bastards got the $14.6 trillion before you realize, oh, shit, we've reached the debt ceiling. Listen, you're the best and the brightest. Harvard, Yale, Brown, Cornell, this is what we put out. Should have went to Norfolk State. Bastards, you would have got the same education. You would have spent a whole lot less money. Simple fucks. All I'm saying to you is, and this isn't personal, this isn't Democratic or Republican, this is everybody. Stop being a dickhead and balance the fucking budget. My second question, though, my second issue is, how the fuck do you owe China, B? How do you owe China? How can I tell my daughter with a straight face that capitalism is a better system than communism if we're borrowing all of our fucking money from the biggest communist country on the fucking planet? You ass, get your, oh, stop your life, B. Get your whole shit together. Get all of your shit together. Don't do another press conference. Fuck CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Don't do any more television appearances until you got my fucking budget balanced. And I'm going to tell you this. Everybody who has a loan to the federal government, fuck paying it. Don't pay your budget. Don't pay your bills. Because they ain't paying this. The fuck I got to pay my bills for if you don't pay your bills? I'm not doing what you don't do. You're the leader. I'm following. You don't pay, I don't pay. How about that, simple motherfuckers? What is your credit score? What's the government's credit score right now? It's got to be a 350. But you motherfuckers going to tell me I can't buy a car. My credit score is at a certain number? Your whole life is a 350, B. Your FICO score, your Experian, fucking TransUnion, all your shit's low, B. Get your shit together. President Obama, personal to you. All the black people was proud. We got a black president. You acting like one right now, B. Pay your fucking bills on time. Stop. I ain't even got, it's too fucking hot for me to talk. I'm sweating and shit. Shit got me sweating. You know why? Because y'all ain't paid a fucking light bill on Earth. That's why 37 fucking states right now going through a heat wave. Because not only y'all not pay the fucking Chinese, y'all didn't pay the fucking light. Do you see how fucking hot it is? I'm pissed the fuck. I can't.
Bam. You know, that's the point that all of us in America were so frustrated now We don't know what to do. And that statement about the fact we owe the Chinese government so much money, how do you tell your children that communism is not as good as democracy? Well, hell, how do we, as a democratic country, how do we owe communist country money? No, I can't understand this, though.
No, I can't either, Bill.
And I just read today's paper. I don't know if you caught that or not. We're sending all of these troops to Australia. And China says it sounds like we're building up. Well, Obama says we ain't afraid of China. So we owe this country all this money, and our President Obama is telling China, we ain't afraid of you. We're building up in Australia as a block. That takes a lot of balls from Obama. I'm not sure I want to piss China off since we owe them so much money, but we already got the money, so maybe we'll pay them back. What the hell?
Well, you know, Bill.
Can you go bankrupt through the world?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, just to switch gears and maybe brighten somebody's day out there, but she went back to work. She says they're giving her the eyes. She's doing a big BJ scene right now. Night, guys.
You know,
have her hands full.
We have to say thanks to all the lovely women in the world that care about us, that take a moment to share their experiences with us.
Yes.
To all the women out there that want to call and share something with us. This is a great country. That's why American women are the nicest, because they care about sharing the love.
Right.
Sharing the love. Every now and then the thing about the Mormons comes into my mind. You know, three or four wives, that wouldn't be a bad deal.
No.
Just a thought I have now and then. Just a thought. Any Mormon women that want to call in tonight, I'm sure they're listening to us. Yeah, give us a call, Mormon women. Tell us how you feel about probably just sleeping with a guy just one day a week. I guess that's about all you'd get. Unless he had more than seven, then you wouldn't get a one day. Well, this gets too complicated for me. Anyway, it was good hearing Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Gino.
We'll
have two places in there.
Yeah. We'll have them. Well, they'll be back in a minute. Oh, 323.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Bill. This is Mel Anderson. How are you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. I just called in to, it kind of jumped in the middle of whatever you guys were talking about, but I called in to shout out Stingfest and Attica 7 playing in Stingers in San Bernardino on next Saturday on the 27th. Doors open at, oh, I'm sorry, it's the 26th next Saturday. The doors open at noon and the show goes until 2 a.m. They go on at 9:45 to 10:45.
Nice.
Yeah. So
do you
want to
give us
a
little sales pitch of what's going on at Illusion Motorcycles this weekend?
That I don't know about. I'm just shouting out Stingfest right now.
Well, Rusty's having his open house this weekend. Him and T-Rod.
Oh, very cool. I'll have to check that out too. Is that Friday or Saturday or Sunday or?
Sunday.
Is it Sunday?
Starts at
10 to 4. Yeah.
10 to 4.
I think Rusty might play a little bit, maybe.
That's what I heard, Bill.
Yeah.
And then, you can get it off the, you can get the flyer off the blog.
Oh, okay. Well, definitely check that one out. Sorry, I kind of jumped in the middle of your other guys.
No. Would you mind what you jumped in, please?
Yeah. It's a good thing you called, Mel, because we were gonna go in a different direction.
Oh. Okay.
Well, we
stick
have,
with us, Mel. Stick with us.
Stick with us. But we had a lady calling from Florida, who's originally from Pennsylvania, and she's down there doing porno shoots.
Fantastic. I guess there's probably more of a market in Florida than Pennsylvania.
She's thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
So that worked. Well,
she was actually...
if she needs a photographer, she can hit us up if she ever comes to California.
Well, she's not a photographer. She's the actress. She was just calling us up during the shoot in between the break and describing us what's going on. She calls intermittently and all that. Just a nice share her day with us. That's kind of nice, you know.
I love it. You guys are great. Well, what else is going on with you guys? Because I know you're always shouting stuff out about the veterans and stuff like that. So I like to listen to that. Sometimes I catch the full show. Sometimes I only...
Well, I got one. She brought that up. I was going to go into that a little bit later, but should a war-wounded hero face hungry holidays alone?
No, God, no. They shouldn't have
to
face anything.
Yeah, let me let me, somebody said this to me from the DAV, the Disabled Vets. But as you take stock in the many blessings this Thanksgiving, I hope America's sick and injured veterans will hold a special place in your heart. I'll tell you, Philip, I'm truly grateful to you for the way you reach out to Freedom's Disabled Defenders through the DAV. You understand how much they give up each and every day. We enjoy the rights and peace of our veterans made possible often through harrowing sacrifices. We have years of war of the 2.2 million who have been deployed.
He suffers PTSD. 1 in 5 faces a brain injury. 50,000 have suffered devastating injuries. Excuse me. Numbers of amputees continue to rise. So even as I express my gratitude for your support, he's talking about our support, I might ask if saying thank you for your service is enough. Get your finger up. From there.
I'm sorry.
So show your thanks and send a much-needed Thanksgiving gift in honor of our hero today. Unemployment, poverty, and homelessness will steal the holiday joy from too many veterans. So, Philip, many American heroes and their families won't have enough to eat. Due to DAV, your gratitude carries real assistance to disabled veterans and their families. So don't delay. Say thank you with a gift. 25, 50, or 100 or more to the DAV now, leading the charge to disabled vets. And you can get a hold of Arthur Wilson, the National Adjutant for the Disabled American Veterans, and he'll tell you, he'll send you to the link to donate.
Oh,
thank
you.
Tony, would like to ask something. You still with us there?
Me? Yes.
That's okay, good. The things that Screwdriver and I do is intermittently we go down to our local VA and we spend 15, 20 minutes, a half hour talking to some of the vets. Now, the VA hospital's got vets going back as far as career, World War II's probably gone by now. Vietnam vets, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of these guys are lonely people. They have no friends. They have little contact. So what we like to do is ask our friends to contact your local VA hospital. Say in that case, if we go down to San Diego, we stop it because it's on the way. But wherever you find, if you can stop by with a few of your friends, just say hello. Hey, how you doing? Hey, where are you from? Man, I'm from Texas. I'm from Oklahoma. It means so much to these people who are never going to get out of the hospital. And, Melanie, we especially want to ask you this. We want you to bring some of your girlfriends to the VA hospital. Intermittently, we try to get some of the dancers from our local nightclub, and we bring them down the VA hospital. That seems to cheer those guys up pretty good. In fact, when I don't bring them down, that's the first thing out of their mouth. Bill? Oh, Phil, where's the girls? Well, we don't have any girls. So. But, Melanie, if you can, and you don't have to spend a big day, not even an hour. You find out your local VA, you're driving by, you stop in for 15 minutes. Just walk up to somebody that looks like he's,
When you walk up, if you walk up and look them right in the eye. Don't put your head down.
Especially if they're in a wheelchair.
Exactly. And when you get closer, stick your hand out. Say hello. Introduce yourself.
I have no idea the impact you and a couple of girlfriends can make by 15 minutes just walking in and just saying hello to a couple of vets. Don't forget that we have a lot of women vets in there, too. But I'm challenging you, if you get a chance, stop by your local VA hospital and just spend a minute, 15 minutes. Okay, Melanie?
And Bill, we have a caller. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
It's still me, and I will definitely take you up on that challenge, and I will send you pictures of that. And I will get off your phone so your other callers can call in, and I appreciate everything that you guys do. And hopefully I see you guys at SingFest in Attica 7.
Okay, maybe we'll see you on Sunday, okay? Because I won't be up there Saturday to see Attica 7, but I will probably hear them play on Sunday.
Okay.
That's
if I can make it happen.
What town are you living in, Melanie?
We live out in and near Idlewild, out that way. So it's
Okay. Well, we'll be down at Westminster on a Sunday from 10 to 4. Well, some Sons of Anarchy, some TV star, movie star, you know, this and that, you know. But Rusty's going to play in a little bit, I understand, subject to change and all that. So we won't be there Saturday, but we'll look for you Sunday if you can get away for a little bit.
All right, guys. Thank you very much, and I'll hit you up again.
Unless you're afraid, little girl.
Oh, I'm not afraid.
We'll
thanks,
see you
guys.
Thank you for calling, Melanie. Who else
Thank
we get
you.
On the air, brother?
Well, Bill, we have 951. Caller from 951.
You're live. You got the air.
Yeah, this is the Merlin.
I got the
Hey, how you
driver.
Doing, Merlin?
Yeah, I just saw where you tickled my Facebook. It was cool.
No, that was just screwdriver doing that. I did not do that.
Yeah,
at all.
Oh, no, I know. You're computer illiterate. But I love you
out
anyway.
Of it.
Hello,
hey, tomorrow's screwdriver's birthday. Give him a quick happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, screwdriver. Damn.
Well, thank you.
So
I have to plug it tonight because no one's going to call tomorrow at all.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody. We'll be all alone.
Is it a big number or just one of them in-betweeners?
You ready?
Yeah. No, 53.
Oh, 63.
Oh, that's an in-betweener. Nice number,
yeah.
But he ain't old yet. I got T-shirts older than that.
You know, when anyway. I said he was 60, I was thinking for 60, he looked pretty good. But for 53...
For 53, you're aging badly, yeah. You need to check your doctor.
All this love.
Helen, where the hell have you been?
Oh, I've been... mostly, I spent August and September actually in San Diego County. I built myself a little teardrop woody trailer to haul behind the bike. Some people have a home away from home. This is my home, and I just take it away. So that right now I am sitting about 10 miles south of Boulder Dam, and I can see the glow of Sin City to the north and Kingman, Arizona to the south of me. I've been out just farting around for the last month or so, and trying not to get frozen and not too far away from Vegas so that I can be there for January. And
What's going on in January?
Well, it's a Bolt National Summit in January in Vegas, and a couple of the real current heavy hitters, as opposed to us, you know, old guys that are wore out. I've been asked to come in and at least see how it's being done. I doubt I can teach them anything because they're all just, well, you know, most of them, and boy, smart people. Tiger Lily's one of them. And so that's, other than that, I'm heading for Maine, but I'm going really slow because I don't want to freeze my little toes off in some stupid snow drift. Already dealt with some snow this season. Found out that motorcycles with trailers are really fun in the snow. And
Merlin, let me ask you something. You still with us, Merlin? What is the speed limit for you pulling a trailer? Is that the same as an automobile pulling a trailer?
Basically, it is until you get on a freeway, and then you're held with the trailer at 55. This little trailer is 3 foot wide, 4.5 feet tall, and it's woody with a black vinyl top. Looks real cute, but at 55, I can get a Kenworth way deep inside my trailer before he even knows I'm there. So you got to run a little faster than that. But the limit is 55 if you're towing anything. And
you really are going to make a long, slow drive across America, 55.
Yeah, this is a long, slow ride, but that's okay. I spent 4 days in Beatty, Nevada, which is north of Vegas at the east end of Death Valley, and I spent 4 days there just because I couldn't find any reason to go away. I just kept hanging around with old cowboys and old vets and new friends, just, and about the time I'd figure out, it's 2:00 in the afternoon, I wonder if I'll do anything worthwhile, I decide, nah, hell with it. The trailer gives me some serious options on where and how I stay.
Merlin, I was in Kingman last month, and once I got to Kingman, I saw Route 66.
Yep.
I've been many times, but I remembered when my very first time I went to Sturgis almost 40 years ago, I stopped downtown Kingman, and I can't remember it was on Route 66, and there was an old engine with two railroad cars. That was right there in their little park. 40
yeah,
years
last,
ago, I
it's still there.
Steam engine right there in Kingman.
Yeah, it's still there.
You know,
so
I went there last month.
Don't
and
change.
I went to the same tree. I parked my bike and I sat at the same tree. And I looked at that railroad engine and railroad cars.
Yep.
The same one I looked at on my first trip to Sturgis 40 years ago. And I just said, where did 40 years go? Where did
it
go?
Did you feel younger for a moment there? Did you feel like, my God, I really am young enough to do this again? Because that's what happens when I get to some neat spot like that, where all the years just seem to fall away to where, God, it's, you know, I could do this again. And
as soon as I throw my leg over the saddle, I think I can do it. That's the problem I have. I think I can do it. And, man, you know, my body's beaten up, but my mind's still good. Well, I think it's good. I don't know.
It is. So my basic plan is I'm heading for Maine. But like I say, I'm going to take a while because I don't want to get there before spring. But
Merlin, if some people along the way, how can they reach you if they want you to stop by and say hello or something? You got any way to contact?
I have the email, Merlin Bianco 1, the digit 1, at Juno, JUNO.com. I'm also on Facebook, Merlin Bianco 1, Juno.com. That's MERLINBIANCO 1 at Juno. I got phone number, cell phone's in my pocket, and and that's 951-442-0421. I have been privileged to become friends with people all over the world. It's so cool now. I have friends in Germany and Wales and New Zealand and Cheyenne, Wyoming, really exotic places. And I've discovered the one jerk in America, the real true jerk, which means now all I have to deal with are the good people because I found him and I don't have to deal with him again. Like I've said before, America is a neat place filled with neat people. You know, the Clark County and Las Vegas, Nevada Metro PD notwithstanding. If you just stop long enough to meet some people in a town, like I say, 4 days in Beatty, Nevada. Beatty, Nevada is about 900 people. And its claim to fame is Highway 95 takes a left turn in the middle of town, so you got to slow down at least. And but I bumped into half a dozen of the neatest people and found good food, found people that are struggling. You know, it's and the helmet war is known of there in town, and they're not happy with what's going on in Las Vegas. The guy that has the gun store, he's less than thrilled with how everybody that seems to think they're some form of government official wants to make a new gun law. And so you got that stuff going on big time. But basically,
hey Merlin, if some of our listeners here were kind of be interested in maybe having a crazy man like you stop by their property on the way, give us a kind of a route you're going to be traveling. You're
actually
in Vegas area. Just kind of give us a couple of states you're going to be traveling, subject to change, in case people on the way may say, hey, stop by my place for an overnight. Give them a hot meal before you send them out.
And I love it. I love that stuff. Thank you. Basically, I'm running kind of south into Arizona and maybe towards through New Mexico and Texas. I had hopes of doing north rim of the Grand Canyon and a lot of southern Utah, but I'm told that the roads just really aren't up to it. It's too late in the season already, and the snowpack is such to where now I'd be asking for trouble, and I don't need that. But Arizona and then New Mexico, not too high up in the altitudes, although I love Ruidoso. God, that's a neat place. And then maybe Central Texas, just because hill country and it's warm. And, you know, that's one of the things right now. There's nothing more fun than grabbing a cold gasoline stove at about 12 degrees in the morning and try and do that so you can get some coffee running. You know, you basically start the motorcycle and thaw the stove out on the bike. But it hasn't been that bad this year. But and then I'm just going to start working my way. Like I said, I want to be back here in Vegas in early January for that confab. And then I'm going to work my way towards Maine and New Hampshire, Vermont, Boston. Talk to.
You're going
to
go after Texas. You're going to go like to Louisiana. You're going to head north up, or what's your?
I got to go to Louisiana again. The food's too good to miss. And then I think I'm going to run up the Mississippi River this time. When I was back there earlier this year, the floods were such that running along the river was real risky. There might not be a road. I got to one place where I had to backtrack almost 60 miles to go around where the river had just cleaned out a whole valley. And another place, I was sitting there watching this squirmy pile of stuff in the water, and I wondered what it was. And then it suddenly dawned on me that they were probably 40 cottonmouth snakes. And that's a good time to leave town. So I'm looking forward to, going up the Mississippi. Did a little in Chicago, Ohio, Pennsylvania. It's time to go up there. The Adirondacks, upstate New York, Boston. It's been a long time since I've been there. It's time. And I hit the big 6-2 about, today's the 17th, 2 weeks ago. And so now the government's paying me to come out here and do this. So I am your tax dollars at work.
For our listeners, Merle and I have known each other, and we've ridden motorcycles together for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
He's an interesting gentleman, well-educated. He wants to travel. He's looking for America. Did we,
he's looking
to see, have we lost America? Have we lost the desire to shake another American's hand, bring him into your house? Next morning he's up and gone. He's out there like Don Quixote fighting his giant windmill. He's looking for Americans. If you're interested in meeting a very unique personality, very nice guy, email, fax, call, whatever, tell him to stop on by. You will not forget this man. Again, he's... just an American looking to meet Americans. Is that a good definition, Merlin?
As a PR guy, you're great. And what I'm finding out is the only thing that, if something at all makes me unique, it's the fact that I'm actually doing it alone on a motorcycle. I've bumped into people that are, they don't realize they're doing it till you talk to them, and then they suddenly realize, oh, yeah, I've been out traveling around for 3 weeks or 2 months, or I'm moving again, and I'm spending a month doing it. I highly recommend John Steinbeck's book, Travels with Charlie. I finally got a hold of a copy, read it. He went searching for America, and stuff he found is still out there, stuff he thought was going to go wrong. It went wrong. An amazing book, an amazing foreseer of American future, and I highly recommend Steinbeck's Travels with Charlie and anything else he wrote. But I've been trading books with people. Met a blacksmith. He's moving from New York State to Southern California. He's a blacksmith, a horseshoer, furrier, and we sat in the middle of Beatty for an hour in a big parking lot and swapped half each of our libraries back and forth and discovered a lot of stuff we had, each one of us had read. There's so many neat people. The guy that is the caretaker of Rhyolite, Nevada, it's a ghost town on the east edge of Death Valley. He's a biker. He's been at this for 20 years. And he lives out there, and in exchange for the chunk of ground that they let him put his trailer and sheds on, he takes care of this ghost town out in the middle of the desert.
Right.
And there's a free spirit, because he can't move. He's got to put up with whatever the world throws at him right there. But
Merlin, hang on a second. We got another caller coming in here.
California. California, what's the area code? Who's out there? What's the
424.
Number? 424. You're on the air, too. This is the Phil and Bill, and, of course, we got the Magic Merlin Man on the air. Carl, you're on.
Well, hi, Phil. Hi, Bill, and nice to meet you, Merlin. This is Opal.
Opal, oh, my goodness, darling. Do you know what tomorrow is?
I know. It's Phil's birthday tomorrow. And it's... And it's mine also, yes.
Is it really? Yes.
You know, Opal, I'm glad that Merlin called in tonight, because that's a guy you need to get a hold of if you want to do a story on someone.
Okay, well, you know what? We'll swap some information, or I'll just get it from you guys. I wanted to know if it would be all right if I called in, and I wanted to give everybody a heads up if they already don't know about the Ironworkers Local 433 Motorcycle Club, their 8th annual toy run this Sunday.
That's correct.
Where?
Yes, what city?
Is. I didn't know if you guys had a chance to say anything yet. I'm kind of on the run.
I've checked my calendars. I have nothing on my flyers. I've got no information about that at all. So anything you can share with us, we'd appreciate it.
Okay,
what
well,
city?
Like I said, it's the Ironworkers Local 433 Motorcycle Club. It's their 8th annual toy run. And it's going to be this Sunday on November 20th. And they're starting at 17495 Hurley Street in City of Industry. And they're going to finish up out at Cook's Corner with a 50-50 and prize drawings at 2:30 p.m. Now, from what I understand, they didn't really give me a start time. I think, well, sign-in is at 9 a.m. I do know that. Sign-in is at 9 a.m. And the kickstands are up at 10 a.m. And all bikes are welcome. And if you don't have a bike, you can join in, too. So, you know, more people the merrier, you know that. If anybody has any questions or anything, they can contact Andy. And I've got Andy's phone number. And I'll forward you that the little flyer that I got. Would that be all right with you guys?
Absolutely.
Of course. Now, I do want you to try. Merlin, let me ask you a question. Are you keeping any type of a journal?
Yes, I am. Why is that?
Merlin,
not really.
That was from Merlin. Well, hold on a second.
I tried it for a while, Bill, and what I found was I was stopping what I was doing to write it down, and I couldn't find the balance. What I do occasionally is I will stop and then write up short stories, or, you know, pack my notes and then put together short stories, and I've been doing that the last 10, 15 years, and some of those are fun. The journal, I just don't know how to do it right. I know some people can, I can't. So I photograph a lot of photographs. And
you give any thoughts about a recorder?
Business
or?
Cards.
How about a tape recorder?
Yeah, I thought about that. Started using the computer because it's got the capability of doing, and I just didn't stick on it because I'd go find myself some place to ride. And unfortunately.
Merlin, when you come out to California again, I do want you to stop by and visit Opal and have a cup of coffee. I just, Opal has been a friend of mine for many years.
Well before Tuesday.
He's an interesting character.
Okay.
He and I used to spend time riding up and down Mexico, but we won't go into those conversations.
No, we let sleeping troubles lie. How's Kathy, by the way, Bill? Good?
Going downhill. I hope she's not listening.
We did a
long ride a while ago, and she was in bed for 3 or 4 days after. And when I come back, last month, in the past month, she's not found the strength to even get on the motorcycle. So as her doctor tells me, Bill, today is the best day of the rest of Kathy's life. We're talking about my wife, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So we deal with that. We appreciate what we have today and don't mark it up. And have no expectations for tomorrow whatsoever. So we'll play with that. You know, we'll play the cards we're dealt. That's all we can do.
Well, the both of you, my best and my love to both of you. You have been powerful people in my whole family for a very long time. You and I both know how wide a spread that really is. And
you're
I appreciate
very kind,
it.
Very generous. Thank you, though.
And so I'm glad you guys got some more time on the bike, and I'm sorry it was that tiring.
It's probably the last one. Oh, well, tell us a little bit what you're doing these days.
Okay, well, first of all, what I want to say is I'm looking forward to meeting Merlin. I would really like to meet him and kind of, you know, hear his story and you know, and maybe help him out, you know, getting his journal, you know, outlined and, you know, and get some highlights out there along with some of the photos that he's taken so he can share that with everybody. I think that would be really wonderful. What I'm doing is I'm helping out Jeff Flame with Biker Information Guide Magazine, Southern California. And I also have my own company. I have a production company. I own Osto Productions Live Music Cooperative. And right now I'm focusing a lot on, you know, making myself available to help people out there. I mean, there's so many people out there from all different walks of life and different genres of hobbies and lifestyles that, you know, kind of get overlooked and sidestepped, you know, not that it is meant to happen that way or that the powers that be, you know, don't recognize them in their situations, but there's so many people out there. So it's always good, you know, to find a group of people and, you know, that kind of fit in that area of life for them and, you know, kind of, you know, lend a helping hand where we can, you know, and there's nothing wrong with networking, you know, one hand washes the other and they wash the face. So you can take care of business that way. And so that's kind of what our primary goal is right now, you know, information through community, bringing awareness to the community and especially for, you know, families in need. Our primaries are, of course, our Downriders, our Disabled Marine Fund, and the Cerebral Palsy Foundation and Rock for Autism. So that's our primaries right now.
One of my concerns is that the reason I wanted you to meet Merlin is because I'm afraid Merlin's going to put this cache together, this collection, in his mind, and we, the Americans, we're not going to get to share. And I don't know if maybe him sitting talking to you can kind of focus him a bit better. He's certainly
okay. Certainly
well educated and all that. But I think somebody just talk to somebody like you, he might get a little more guidance again. I don't know. See this? I can see a book in my head about different Americans, not the Arlen Nesses and not the Tuttles and all that. Real Americans.
Yeah.
And this
right.
is what I can. I think that'd be an interesting pictorial with those small stories about this guy's doing this and this guy in Jackson Hole, Wyoming is doing this and we got this guy down home in Mississippi and we have this woman over here doing this. I think that'd be a story about a real Americans, real bikers, not just club people and all that, just real Americans who, through the use of motorcycles, the genre, are making this a better world.
Yeah.
But that doesn't sound too hokey, guys.
It don't. It's you're right on, both of you. You're spot on. It's an amazing. The motorcycle makes you not just available to somebody else, but you're vulnerable. And I have walked in, got off the motorcycle in the rain on the Columbia Gorge, and a woman got out of her motorhome and walked over to me. And if I'd been in a car or something, she couldn't have done that. Wouldn't have done it. But she walked over, looked at the bike, the way it was loaded, and said, oh, you're really doing some traveling. And that started it off. And that,
Merlin, hold on a second. And Opal, too, we got somebody else on Skype that wants to talk to us or maybe ask you a question. You're on
okay.
the air. Don't hang
yeah,
on, you guys.
Hello?
Stay with us. Stay with us. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah,
did
Bill?
You just want to listen to us or do you have a question for some of our guests? Or for Screwdriver myself, maybe? Are they still in the air or are they just listening, brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Doing good.
Wait in. The water's fine.
Yeah, hey, Bill. Phil, this is Art.
Oh, Art. Oh. Art. Hi, Art. Hey. So we never know who's going to call and all that. Art, how are we doing over here, buddy?
I'm doing good.
What do you want to talk about tonight? We got Merlin on the air. We got my friend Opal out of Orange, Irvine, that type of California anyway.
Right.
What do you want to talk about, brother?
I was glad she called in and brought up about the Iron Workers Run coming up this weekend because I brought that up at the MMA meeting.
Okay.
But I also wanted to make sure you guys knew that on Saturday the Saddle Tramps are doing a blood drive at San Diego Hartley.
That's correct.
I have no flyers on that. I have nothing in the Cycle Trader, I think. I've got nothing anywhere.
No, and the only reason I found out is that Pete Alva called me, Bill.
You know, to all these motorcycle organizations out there, we have got Thunder Press, we have got Quick Throttle, we have the Southern California Motorcycle Guide, I think I said that right, whatever. These people, these magazines will give free press. You've got to get the word out. Word of mouth is not that good anymore. I don't know why.
On the website for Biker Information Guide magazine, for all the states that Biker Information Guide is distributed, you can go on the website and you can list your run for free. You know, as long as you guys put the information, any directions or anything on there, and it gets out there. And you can flag it for all the states in case there's people coming from different states that are out here, you know, and they want to attend an activity. You know, you can list your runs for free. And, I mean, you know, that's what we want to do is, you know, it's all about the awareness and everything. And a lot of people, they say, wow, we've got this event coming up, but they don't take an opportunity. And it only takes just a few minutes. And you can go online if you have computer access and just put it on the website. So even for the magazines that you listed, like Quick Throttle and Thunder Press and everything, you can even post them on their site. They have sections on there. And it doesn't cost you anything.
Art, are you going to go to the Saddle Tramp thing?
I'm going to be there, yeah.
Well, please tell them from Kennedy's Custom Cycles with that. I hope it's a very successful event and all that.
I'll be there.
What day is that?
I think Pete Alva said he was going to go and attend that also. So I know Pete's going to be down there, and I don't. I'm going to be up here. There's also another run for LA Harley's doing what they're calling the Mustache Ride, and they're having like a mustache contest and everything, and they're riding from LA Harley, which is located in Paramount, California, and from there they are going to head on out to Riverside to Lake Alice Eatery and Saloon. And they're having a mustache contest, a beef jerky challenge and everything. And that's Saturday. So
do you know
another one. And that ride is to help with men's health awareness, you know, different areas of men's health and everything, you know, primarily like you have prostate cancer and other issues that are focused. So there's another run right there. I just pulled it up. So.
Okay.
What's the weather going to be like? Can anybody caught the weather? Motorcycle weather?
I saw it.
Art, we heard anything? Opal, heard anything weather-wise?
Yeah, the forecast is Saturday is supposed to be kind of cloudy and overcast. This is what Channel 9 had to say. And then Sunday, they are calling probably for sprinkles, but we're not going to say that very loud or very often because we don't want that. So it's kind of hit and miss. They said the high possibly is going to be like in the high 50s to mid 60s. But, you know, it's the weatherman, you know. Come on. They don't know. Yeah, exactly. So as long as we don't say it too much, but we know it's out there, we're going to wish all that bad weather away, and we're going to have beautiful skies, I hope.
There you go. In all the years and events that Bill and I have been fortunate to be a part of, I don't think I've ever had one rained out. And for years, just it would clear for the event and then go back to being crud, whatever. But just do it. If you get a little wet, you're going to rust? You're going to shrink? I'm melting! Nah, ride the damn thing.
Well, I keep my rain gear in my pizza box.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for letting me call in and talk to you guys. And Melvin, I look forward to meeting you. I'll get you all your information from the boys. And I have to go because I have to at the event. I have to go and attend. So, you guys, God bless.
Wait, real quick. I also got. We're going to go to the other side of the spectrum here too now. But I also have an adult porn star that you can interview also.
Okay.
Mind go.
It's
okay.
A biker magazine, Bill.
Oh my God.
Get
this, you know.
Kids, the spice of life. It's variety. There you go.
There it is. It ain't the destination. It's the journey.
There's no holds bar. We listen to everybody. We give everybody a chance because we are not one of the shows going to say what's right or wrong. If that's what you know, float your boat, hey, I'm all for it, you know.
Yeah, you know, different. It's that's the melting pot. Well, you gentlemen have a wonderful evening, and I will see some of you, if not all of you, sometime this weekend at some of the events.
You'll see me on Sunday in Screwdriver, yeah.
Okay, be blessed. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Yeah,
Merlin, you still, Merlin?
Yeah.
I want you to not lose contact because this is a good person, just a good person for you to know.
Okay.
And also Art, she's a writer and she's got a couple of magazines. So anything we want to do, like she said, we get free advertising.
I would love to, because with this little trailer, this thing, I get people, it's amazing how much of a draw this little Woody is. I would love for somebody to, like Opal, you know, or Tiger Lily, because she writes also Quick Throttle, I think, and to just sit down and do this thing, because people, they're amazed by this little trailer, and it's the neatest draw, because people will walk up to this thing. They wouldn't walk up to a biker or an old man with a beard for love nor money, but something cute, by God, and it's, I'm meeting so many neat people. And it's
talking
about
the Woody,
know,
right?
Yeah, the little Woody. It's just
Merlin, in case it's snowing or freezing, can you crawl inside your little trailer? Is it big enough for you to crawl in?
Yeah, I designed it and built it specifically for that purpose. It is 6.5 feet long and has a 6.5 foot by 36-inch foam bed in it. And it's waterproof and vinyl roofed and ventilated, and I'm trying to find a suitable heater, some little propane type thing that won't just.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a girl.
Hey, if her name's propane, no problem.
Enough room for two people in that little trailer.
Yeah, it's a single bed basically. It's the size of a single bed, and that was the whole purpose, was I don't have to stop and put up a tent. One of the things I discovered this last spring and summer, if I pulled over and couldn't put up a tent, or just I would curl up in a blanket next to the bike, and on a couple of occasions I've had people wake me up to make sure I was okay. And I think that's one of the neater things that I've come across. People will overcome all kinds of stuff to make sure you're okay. They don't know you. They don't know if there's something right or wrong or terribly wrong could be. And they will step past everything just to make sure that this guy laying down over here by the bike is okay. And that's a neat factoid about America. They won't just leave you alone.
Merlin, have you met Art?
Yeah, Art out of San Diego, right? Yeah.
Sure, okay, you know, I know.
Hey, you know, I'd like to ask you guys to do me a favor, and we're gonna join. We're all gonna join together here and give Kendra a shout out.
Kendra?
Yeah, she's a new...
What's Kendra?
Kendra. She's a new listener from Hayward, California, Bill.
Hayward.
Oh, that's too bad about Hayward. Good about Kendra, but bad about Hayward.
She looks like a nice person, you know?
Kendra, wait on in. The water's fine. You know, just...
Is Kendra going to get up and say a few words to us, or she wants to listen?
No, she was just going to listen first, Bill.
Kendra's, okay, Kendra, well, there's nothing to fear.
Origins, wanna,
nope.
Yeah, I guess,
okay. Kendra, I didn't mean to say anything bad about Hayward. It's just I grew up on the other side of the bay. Actually, my daughter lives in Alameda, and I'm an old Cal knockoff. But anyway, I just keep bumping into the neatest people here in America. I did, however, find a real, honest-to-God, late-model ad in today's, or 2 days ago, in the current newspaper in Beatty, Nevada. They were looking for brothel girls, is the phrase used in the ad. In fact, I think I can read it to you. I've never read an ad that's current for this type of employment. Let's see, Beatty, Nevada, exotic dancers and brothel girls. We have immediate openings at Nevada's newest and most upscale new club for dancers and entertainers. Live-in accommodations include private rooms, meals, and a fun atmosphere to work in. call for details. And I, you know, welcome to America. You know.
You don't see them communists doing things like that, folks. No, sir.
No, you don't find that in the L.A. Times. Well, maybe you do. It's just in code. This is, there it is, brothel girls. And that's a nice phrase, actually. That it doesn't automatically set a bad tone, you know, which some words do. And
Merlin, did you know that one of our listeners today was in working in Miami, Florida at this point? Did you get that part of the conversation earlier?
No.
Screwdive, would you like to share with him what our listener was doing when she was typing into us?
She was typing in that she was getting a pounding all day, Merlin, because she's doing an adult film shoot. And she also said that they were giving her the eye because she had to go do a BJ scene.
Isn't it nice that our friends across America take time from the busy work schedule? Now, this girl said she didn't want to call in tonight, but she just texted us and let us know what she's doing.
Yeah.
We have great people.
Yeah, really. You know, and probably because there ain't no...
She's also, Merlin, if you're curious, she's also Babe of the Week.
Babe of the Week?
On the blog, yes.
On the blog,
you
okay.
You can see a little more of her.
But, yeah.
A lot more of her.
There's few places where you can go and not get any judgment done. And this is one of them. And I'm pleased to be a party to it.
Who are we to? He without sin cast the first stone.
You bet. You know, gee. I'm so busy with my own problems. How the hell am I going to have time judging yours? Yeah. Not my job. But
you know, Merlin, my last trip to Hawaii with Kathy, we were staying at the Hilton right on the beach in Waikiki Beach. Kathy was not ready. I want to go out to dinner. She was not ready again. I hope she's not listening to this here. So I'm dressed up rather nice because we're at the Hilton. And I went out by the pool. I'm standing there.
Oh, you had a button-up shirt on?
I'm looking fine. I always look fine, brother. this guy walked up to me. And it's nighttime. He says, are you on the job? I said, man, get the hell out of my... He said, no, man, I'm just asking you on the job. I said, I'll knock you on your ass. He goes, no, listen. He goes, hey, I mean, are you working for the company? And then I said, well, what do you mean company? He goes, hey, I'm here as an escort. I'm waiting for my date to come down. I thought because you're dressed up and you're standing by yourself, you're waiting for your date. I said, well, what do you do with these dates? I said, a lot of women come to Hawaii for seminars, and they're in a conference all day, and at nighttime they want to go out to a nice restaurant for dinner or maybe a play.
Yeah.
We escort these businesswomen out while they're in Hawaii. Nothing kinky, nothing, just all straight. Women don't want to hear that terrible table for one.
Yeah.
So we
yeah.
make good money taking the women out. And I'm thinking, this is great. My wife walks up and I go, honey, I'm working. I got a job. And I try to tell her what's going on, and my wife says, no. Honey, I can be with you on a date. I go out and make money at night. And she said,
oh.
No. I'm just misunderstood.
In the early 70s, I had some friends who all worked together, a bunch of girls all worked together, and I dated one, and it became kind of a pattern where ultimately I ended up dating. They were all working out at La Costa in the accounting department. I ended up dating the whole accounting department. It's one way to put it. But what it was they could go out. The two of us could go out, and it wasn't a date, but we could go out, and they wouldn't get hit on, or they wouldn't have to deal with, you know, table for one. And if they did see someone that they wanted to, you know, break off and go with, either someone they knew or someone they were about to know, the friendship was such where they just say, hey, you know, I'll see you later. And I would, and this was a lot of fun because they had some freedom and I wasn't out just bar hopping by myself either. And it makes perfect sense to me. You know, I wasn't getting paid, but I was having a good time. And it never occurred to me. If I was 2 inches taller, I guess I'd ask for money. Maybe that's it. But,
2 inches, what do you say?
2 inches, what? Taller. Taller. Yeah, taller. You know, my brother used to say, boy, if I was only 90 days younger, but I've seen him when he was 90 days younger, and it worked, no improvement. Anyway, so now
so maybe interest. What's this? This is Bolt Conference. Maybe Art might hear a little bit about that, Merlin.
Tell
Art about that in Vegas.
It's basically it's a national. Been a while since a national has been held together, pulled together, and its strategy is part of it. Just kind of well, like any other retreat, you refire the refire the mind and refire the enthusiasm. And a Fourth Amendment suit has been filed in Nevada against the Metro PD and the district attorneys and a few other people. Primarily Bolt put the suit together, but some serious people in Vegas have put up with a load of crap. And the PD would write helmet tickets, and if you just paid the bill, then it was fine. But if you actually said, no, we're going to go to court, I'm going to force you to prosecute, then the PD and the district attorney would just stand back and drop the charges. This happened enough to where the suit has been filed as this is not just harassment, but it's a specific intelligent program to violate the civil rights of this class of people, motorcyclists. And it was filed last month, early November, and so far it looks like it's standing solid. The people that have taken a shot at it or taken a review, boy, they're going, hey, this sucker's tight. And it literally, the police department, the attorney, the district attorneys, I think the city council may be in on it too, but the county, and they're just dragging them all in, Henderson, because of the way they've been you write the ticket, and if somebody wants to fight it, then they just drop it because there's no way to defend it, and they knew it. So they're not writing the tickets for the legality, they're writing it for the Class B revenue, and this is a violation of the civil rights of the class of people known as motorcyclists in Nevada. And that's why I think that's why Las Vegas was chosen as the site for this confab, because this
I got a memo telling me that since I'm the one that started that last year in LA, that I didn't make the one up north because I had some medical issues going on, but it was kind of like a demand letter saying I need to be there, so I'm working on that right now.
And that's and I was privileged enough to not really get a demand, but a real heartfelt invite. Boy, we really need to be here, and I'm thinking, yeah, I do, because today I had an opportunity to talk to a motorcyclist who was angry about a bunch of things, and then we started talking helmet, and all of a sudden he didn't know, and he started getting angry, and I said, where are you from? And I'd already seen the Vegas plate on the bike, and he said, Las Vegas, and I said, or the Nevada plate, and he said, Las Vegas, and I said, then here, you need to go online and find BOLT and BOLT Nevada, and yeah, put your anger where it'll do some good. Write letters, make phone calls, get a hold of your elected whatever, and let them know that this is wrong, and you want. And it just sometimes it's that simple. The guy's primed, ready to go. He just didn't know that the trigger's been squeezed, and I think he went off to go do some damage to the bad guys. And I don't mean that breaking windows style. Just he's now an active participant in the post voting. Deal with your government process. And so I found myself, just getting deeper and deeper into it. And the people at Volt, and we're talking about everybody from Pat and our Jan in North Carolina, and, a lot of different people have
I
got a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not finding anything of that here. That must be a closed meeting then, just the Bolt members.
It's possible. Since there is no such thing as a Bolt member, there is no membership list There never was. That was what drove the Highway Patrol nuts. They kept trying to say, well, you know, produce a list. And we said, we don't have one, therefore we can't. Well, who do you collect dues from? We don't do that, therefore we can't. And they, so it's possible that it is an invite only, if you will. Because
that's
Bolt
correct.
Membership, if you've got the attitude, by God, you can be a Bolt. That's no problem. There is no membership. There is no dues. There are no meetings. And you just wade on in. And if you find the water fine, you'll find people will find you, and you'll find more people, and you'll get more and more involved in it. It stands for Bikers of Lesser Tolerance. And originally, Tony Penn, Sanfilippo, my brother Steve, myself, Quigley, Red Baron, some serious smart agitators, if you will. And then there was another version of the outfit that was a little less intense on being within the law. And these were some guys in Sacramento who had some real interesting biker's own legal tactics. These were the guys that ran around and plugged potatoes, honest to God, put potatoes in Highway Patrol cars, mufflers, and just to screw with them, and
mm-hmm.
put a bolt sticker in just to hold the thing down, because there was nothing they could do about it. They knew it's a bolt, but what bolt? And
let me ask you something. Let's stop for a second, Merlin. There, Mark, can you tell us what is the difference between the two organizations? What's the philosophy? What's the difference
between Bolt and what other organization? Like a bank?
Wait, MMA.
Oh, MMA.
Yeah, MMA, brother.
Yeah.
Art, whichever you want to talk about.
I think that one of the biggest thing to me is MMA seems to be more reactive, whereas Bolt tends to be more proactive.
Abate is somewhat reactive also.
Right.
Bolt
is
in your face, would be another way to put it. If like this lawsuit, literally somebody went out and hunted down a few people who had done this, take the ticket, be mad about it, go fight it in court, have it, you know, just thrown out. Like your time and your effort and your citizenship meant nothing because, well, we don't want to play, so you go home now. And Bolt hunt them down, you know, and then put this thing together. Like I say, it's Bolt is now in California. We started in '92, and it was it official. And I guess best recollection is Tony out of Michigan, Wisconsin rather, and. But we had people in from Florida. We held the first Bolt meeting at a record studio in North Hollywood. And Red Hot Chili Peppers actually donated 2 days of their studio time. They paid for it and then gave it to us so we could use the studio as a meeting. And then bought lunch for 40 people on a Saturday.
I want you to get back to that second, but hold off 1 second. We have a caller coming in that wants to get in there. Pete, you're on the air with us, buddy. Pete?
Hey.
Is Boston Pete?
No,
hey,
this is a...
How's
Pete,
going,
where are you from, please?
Where am I from?
Yes.
At this point, I don't know. I was from Boston earlier, but...
That's what I was thinking. This is Boston Pete,
My cousin.
I'm still
my cousin. I'm back.
I'm in my big truck, and it's loud, so I hopefully you can hear me. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a demonstration of how loud my truck is. Hold on, let me throw a neutral. Cops just love me around here. There we go. Now they're in back of me. See that? See how quick that was?
Sounds like a hog farm in Iowa.
That's a pickup truck, man. 500 horsepower.
We got Art on from San Diego. We got Merlin from Nevada today. He changed an awful lot, of course. We got my cousin, from Boston. But Art, you were talking about the MMA, the differences, and can you elaborate a little bit about that, Art?
Yeah, we have our representative that's working up Capitol, and we tend to go that way more so. We try to address it legislatively, whereas Bolt will actually look out and go out and look for the helmet tickets so they can fight them, because they're looking for the fight, per se.
Now, we went after it in the courts, because it was happening in the streets, and the courts is where you can stop that. So that's a major strategy difference right there.
Yeah. But the one good thing I've seen lately is the Bates and MMA have gotten together. So Abate and MMA are now fighting together combine our forces.
Question after, okay? Art,
yes.
Why can't MMA and Bolt just come together? And I want to ask one of the same question.
Basically,
the way I hear it is...
Let me get Art first, and then Merle will get you next, all right?
Okay.
The people I've talked to in MMA think Bolt is too radical. I personally like their style, and I believe that they're taking the fight to them is the right way. But our people want to try to keep their name as clean as it can and pursue it through the legislature, and that's their way of fighting it.
That's pretty fair, Merlin. You want to answer the same question? Psychorite organization, Bolt and MMA, and Abate, you want to throw them all in. Why can't we have one organization?
Well, first off, I absolutely agree with you, Art. The approach differences they're real, and I think it needs to be from, you know, at the least two prongs going after the problem. In the 90s,
yeah.
From 92, 95, 96, 97, I actually, I held, if you will, positions of importance or officer's rank in Abate. I was vice president of two different Abate locals in San Diego County, both of them, and held Bolt and HLDL and was deep in ticket fighting all over the state. And it was... The only thing I had to remember was that you explain to somebody, here's what we're doing in this outfit, here's what we're doing in that outfit, but you didn't recruit because that's rude, and you tried not to encourage somebody to go do something else. What you tried to encourage was go do something. Don't wait for me to fix your helmet problem. You help fix your helmet problem. And the Abate MMA... Both had legislative people. They're still strong legislative people. There's always in my mind, and I've been wrong before, that you spend too much time around the legislature or being in the legislature, and you become less and less valuable to your constituents because you start owing more and more people stuff. But it has to be done at both levels. It has to be done, I think, in the street, so that the officer is aware something's wrong with what I've been told. He's set out with a half a toolbox and a wrong set of instructions. He thinks there's a DOT approval process, and there isn't. There can't be. The legislature, they were told by Dick Floyd, was the first one, or at least the biggest sleazeball of it. It lies, just lies, in order to, and Dick finally admitted they were, in order to get the law passed. And it's never been clearly explained, and the Ninth Appellate Court is part of the problem because they're not answering the suit that sits in front of them for 6 years now. There's no way to properly execute the law. There's no, and so it has to be done at both ends. You got to turn it around at the legislature because that's where the mistake was made. That's where it has to be taken out. Or the mistake is made every single day by some police officer and some lower court, and that has to be corrected also. So,
Merlin, I want to ask something. So my grandmother used to tell me, and Art, this is for Art also, my grandmother used to tell me, though I'm a fine Irish Catholic lad, there are many roads to lead to heaven. Make sure you're on one of them. So I'm not at this point in time embracing Bolt or bait. We're simply saying that there are many roads for the same thing.
You bet.
We encourage people
to
join MMA, get involved. But
get involved.
There's not just one suit for any person. There's, different ways of getting it done.
Yeah, even if
however, Merlin, I got a question for you.
Okay.
The Bolt people, are you like the Illuminati or something like that? From the Vatican or something like that? Because you're pretty undercover, aren't you?
Well, it's...
Did I say that word right? Luminary. Luminary. Yeah, I think
Illuminati, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if undercover is the right word. It's not a bad word. But it's just that we learned... In the 90s, there was a couple of ways to do it. One was to just not deal with the public, go after very, very finite legal things one step at a time. And if you're doing that, you can't be out talking to 400 people over the course of 3 days on a weekend or something like this. My brother and I hit a balance where he was doing part and I was doing the other part. And it worked. It's not that Bolt is undercover, because it's not. It's just it doesn't make a big deal about what it's doing, because you may not gain anything doing that. So it kind of looked at, well, that effort didn't really gain us anything, so let's not do that again, was kind of where it arrived at, just a nice quiet. And it surprised me a couple of years ago when not only did I find out that it was still very, very much alive and well. And Screwdriver, you were the major implement in that surprise, because I walked into the store there one day and friend Bill starts explaining that this is going on, and I'm going, son of a bitch, look at that. It's still alive and well, because I got backed away. And I really can't thank you enough for being that pivot point at that point, because that turned me back into fray. And because I realized it's alive and well because it's recognized as necessary. You know, if it's...
Art, you trying to jump in with some... Art, you trying to jump in?
No.
Okay.
And just... So, it's...
I'm trying to say that Bolt is better than a bait or MMA...
No, there's no better. It's a different road.
Let me ask you this
then.
Why would, if you're more active, then we're talking about you should be hooking up with a bait. If you're more mainstream, MMA, is that, am I stretching it too far, or am I making it too simple? Art,
well,
you want to do that one?
In both,
I think the big thing is anybody can join MMA or a bait. All you have to do is sign up and pay your dues.
Yeah.
The way you join Bolt is you be active,
and you bring an attitude.
You show it on the street. You don't just join up.
There's a follow through aspect to Bolt that most citizens are extremely uncomfortable intentionally going out to get a ticket so that you can take it to court, so that you can put yourself through all of that, either education or aggravation, depends on which Tuesday you're in, and then walk away very often, more often than not, going, God, the only thing I got out of that was an education, and then go around and do it again to further your education. And that's a rare breed, and it burns you out fairly quickly. You know, we all know several of us that, you know, you just, God, stand back. But I have shown up in little tiny towns in Northern California where there's only 400 people in the town and 12,000 in the county, and I'd walk into a pizza place that's packed with 250 bikers who got a problem, and they want to know how they can help fix it, or how they can get it fixed, or who or how, or, and that's you walk into that, and there's an amazing thing goes on in your head that, you know, shit, I'm in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. And when a bait sits down with a legislature or an assistant or somebody and says, here, you know, 5,000 of us showed up the other day, and here's what we had in mind, that's an amazing, powerful thing, because for that time, you have their full attention. And if you can use it, and a bait on occasion has done some brilliant stuff. When they're, you know, when the other guy is really listening. And so it just, it's a matter of there is no wrong way. There is no bad way other than no way. If you do nothing, you foster the problem. If you do something to put your opinion in someone else's viewpoint, you can help solve the problem.
But I've always thought that MMA, a bait, and bolt, it's all like jigsaw puzzles. When all
yeah.
the pieces come together, we can see the problem, we see the picture very clearly.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
I think that each organization, while it's separate, it's got the same goals. It's just maybe the direction or the road they're taking
yes.
is a little bit different.
Yeah.
And again, we
yeah.
are absolutely not to say
no.
bad mouth on this one or that one.
There's each
no
wrong.
Yeah,
I always felt very, very privileged to be able to float back and forth. On a Tuesday do this, and on a Wednesday do that, and on a Sunday do the. That was always that was something I carefully fostered and enjoyed. And then when you and I got involved in the charity runs in the mid '90s, that was that skill was readily available there because we dealt with everybody in a room that you couldn't get some of those people in the same neighborhood, other places in town. And
you know, Merlin, we had speaking of some of those famous names. Didn't we have Red Baron email us or contact us 2 weeks ago or something?
Yes.
Yeah,
really?
Red's in town again, back in America.
Yeah, he's,
and he
he's
just said
San
something
Diego.
In there, work up or something like that. He every intermittently he stops in and just sends messages to us. So if he's listening tonight, you want to say a big hello to him, Merlin?
I would. I would, Red. You know, you're the guy I called when I got arrested. Let's put it that way. That's how important you are to me. I called him and said, could you go get my bike out of my ex-wife's garage so it was protected? His wife is attending college in San Diego, and we have a couple of mutual friends, people that I know both her and him from two different worlds. And so he's, as everything I can understand, he's doing well, having a good time. And I haven't seen him in I guess, more than 4 or 5 years. But it ain't that big a world. We keep bumping into each other, you know, even if it's just through mutuals like this. And Red and Lorenzo Lamas and I all went bar hopping one night. We were all working on the Renegade show, and I went bar hopping with these two guys. Now, Lorenzo Lamas is tall, long brown hair, good-looking. Red is tall, blonde,
oh, he's not,
long hair.
He's not tall. He's as tall as me.
Well, let's put it this way. He's taller
no, he's
than me.
He's no, no, he's like 5'6", 5'7". I'm 5'8", and I'm taller than he is.
Yeah.
Well, I went with these guys, and I had a woman actually pick me up and move me out of the way to get closer to these two guys. And if that doesn't shake your faith and confidence in how cute you think you are, yeah, it was amazing to go out bar hopping with these two guys because they were drawing women from the next neighborhood. It was, and I thought, oh, you know, nope, they just picked me up, moved me out of the way to get at the two of them. It was,
Merlin, Merlin, I was going to ask you for a minute, how is your brother Steve doing? We talked a while back, his health wasn't that good. We're talking about Steve Bianco, again, one of the many giants from the 70s and 80s and 90s. How's the health doing, brother?
Still very much a giant in the Helmut Law legal fight. Very, very much so. And he had an operation on his neck, the cervical vertebrae, four months ago. And at the VA, they figured out that it was a result of his combat injury in Vietnam. And he was pretty much paralyzed. He thought he was going to be driving a wheelchair with his mouth, was the way he put it, out of the hospital when they went in. He had lost the use of three limbs, and the left one was going. They went in, they scraped calcium deposits off of his vertebrae. And the last time I physically sat in the same room with him. He had walked from his house down the hill 100 yards and was about to walk back up and then go to the acupuncturist for his treatment, and he was doing a ton better. He was not quadriplegic. He was not paraplegic. He was not paralyzed. He was, and it was really heartwarming. I'd like for him to, you know, lose a little weight so he can live a little longer and enjoy this, you know, rebirth of health. But he really was doing very, very well. And the VA doctor who was new to the case went in, looked at it with a clean eye and said, oh, I think we can do this, and did, was just amazing. So it's a nice attaboy for the VA hospital in San Diego. And Steve is doing much, much better than in years. And,
good. I know some of the people know these names and all that. I'm sure they want to know they're doing okay.
And,
as we
and
both know, you may, Aaron's doing outstanding. Health-wise, everything. He's doing good.
Yeah.
Hey, I want you guys to humor me for a minute. I got something I want to do, and it's been bugging me for almost since I got it.
Stormy Montana?
No. This is something different.
What happened today was...
I'm still waiting for the rest of the link, but what happened today was 31 U.S. troops died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan today.
Oh, God.
I have this song that was just written by, it's by Kelly's Lot. I think you were on the show with her one time already, Merlin.
But yeah.
This one's called I'll Go. It's a soldier's oath. So I want you guys to sit back, check this out.
While we're talking about this here, while we're waiting, I want to remind everybody, in today's paper, President Obama said we're sending thousands of Americans to Australia to shore up our Pacific presence. Thousands more troops going to Australia? Yeah, I don't know if anybody heard about
good
that.
Liberty.
China,
yeah.
He said, are in charge. That's speaking mighty bold. You hear about that, Merlin?
No, I haven't. And I'm sitting here trying to think of what possible reason, other than it's a good Liberty port, do we need more troops in Australia? Because
he wants a short Pacific image, and he also said to China, I think I'm using verbatim now, we are not afraid of you. Jesus.
Oh, he's wrong there. We ought to be. They own us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They own
they don't
everything.
They own us, but they own our stuff. Damn.
But
I don't know.
Obama's getting bold now.
Finally pulled people out of, you know, one place, and now he's got to scratch some other itch. Damn.
You had heard last month we sent troops to Africa.
If we don't send food, doctors, and water purification systems, what are we doing that's worthwhile?
Okay. Go ahead, brother. Here we go. This is for the 31 guys who lost their lives today, and this one's called "I'll Go." It's a soldier's oath.
Nothing ever felt so hard in all my years before. For 2 years and counting, I gave my word. You are now a soldier, is what I heard. I do what I should. not sure that I will live. But it would be so much better if you could
just
a little, maybe shake my hand while I leave this town. I hope next year we'll all be
I mentioned a few minutes ago that we have troops in Australia, we have troops in Japan. In the past, we've been in Iran, Iraq, we've been in Kuwait. We've had American sons and daughters all across the world, and I know I can speak for you and myself when I say that.
On yours?
Tomorrow, we'd show up.
Right.
But I'm telling you, and I'll make this statement public, if my country called my grandchildren, I'd feel bad. What happened to you and I happened to you and I, but I'm just, they say we're out there protecting American interests. You ain't protecting little Bill Kennedy's interests, goddammit. I have been changing. I'm still pro-military, pro-America, but I'm a grandchildren.
You
want a
909, we have a caller that wants to jump in. 909, you're on. Talk to us, please.
Yeah, this is Shadow on Diane. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you, man?
I'm doing really good. Glad to hear you guys are up and running tonight. Hey, I'd like to big shout out, kind of a sad day for Sonny Barger and Z. Z's mom passed away last week, and tomorrow's a funeral. And I just wanted everyone out there to know that they have the opportunity to send their best wishes their way and prayers.
Yeah. How can they do that? Can you tell us how they can do that? Email or a message or something?
I have the link, Bill.
Okay, so they can check the link and find out.
Sonny Barger's Facebook page was posted about it, and I think there's some information on that. So just on Facebook, Sonny Barger, his official page.
Yeah, it just says if you click the link, if you click the link, you can go to your ex condolences.
I'm sorry, what?
I said it says, I got a message from Sonny. It says if you click the link, you can write in the guest book.
Okay, that's on his website?
That's correct.
Yeah, on his Facebook page, they posted the information about the funeral and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're heading up over Grapevine right now, heading that way, so we might lose you. Just wanted to say hey to you too. Haven't been able to listen to what you guys are talking about tonight, but
well, we hit the gamut tonight. We were talking about porn stars,
porn stars.
Yeah, two porn stars, Tom and Laws, and good friends.
Yeah.
Cool.
You could do me a favor if you would. Tomorrow's Screwdriver's birthday. Would you say happy birthday to him for him?
Tomorrow's whose birthday?
Tomorrow's his birthday.
Tomorrow's my birthday.
Oh, Bill, it's your birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Happy birthday, and we'll definitely be on the road back. We're heading to Lodi, and as soon as the funeral's over, we'll be heading back. So we'll be on the road, but we'll definitely
Are you guys going to be? Are you guys coming Sunday? The Rusties?
We were talking about it. Right now, this was kind of a last minute deal to go up here to Lodi, and then I actually am drag racing Saturday and my last race for the season, anyway.
Yeah, I plan on going to that, but I got asked to be at the Saddle Traps thing at San Diego Harley Saturday.
Great cause, definitely.
Absolutely.
Send our regards, and we'll be thinking about that, too.
I will.
Yeah, thank you. I want to tell you, I want to thank you for taking the time to say happy birthday to Screwdriver, because tomorrow's his birthday, and nobody's going to call him up. Nobody's going to. The birthday card, he's getting... So whatever you get right now, this is it. I just don't want you to get
all that love. All that love. It's a good thing you're my friend, you know?
We love him. Definitely.
All right, well, you guys take care.
And if you get back on Sunday, we'll be there at Westminster.
Okay, you guys will be out there?
Yes, we will be there.
Well, all right. All day?
All day.
All day. And
10 to 4?
10 to 4. I usually help set up and take down, and then... next Saturday up in San Bernardino, Rusty's doing a gig up there. I'll send you the flyer.
Yep, looks like we lost
him. All right, we lost him. Yeah.
All right, hope she got that. Well,
I would like to bring up one point about the 31 people who lost their lives. There's 31 families in grief because those 31 people said, I'll go.
That's right.
And that those families, that's where I think a moment of thought needs to be placed towards those families, because they're about to go through a terrible ordeal, because they will question their own children's choices, and I wish they did not have to do that. The last thing you want to do is question your children in this situation.
We want to quickly thank also the Patriot Guard riders who are going to be out there taking care of them. We have quite a few in this area. These are the guys that are going to the cemetery, allowing the family quality time to bury their loved ones while those crazy maniacs in the Midwest are out there, those Christian fanatics are out there protesting the war.
And
we thank all the Patriot Guard riders for all the work they do. To all you men and women, we say thank you very much. To all the families, as Merlin just said, we extend our love to you, but the words aren't enough. I don't feel your pain. I can't feel your pain. It's not my child. But as being a veteran, again, our heart goes out to you and all that.
Yeah.
Looks like we're shutting down tonight. So we want to thank all of our guests tonight. I want to thank Merlin. Merlin, don't make that connection with Opal, okay?
Okay, I will do that.
God, I'll get you in a book one way or the other, damn it.
I've got a lot of neat short stories all wrote up already, and then I've got a few more I'm working on. So it's a matter of somebody coaching me how to get from there to the next step.
Okay. The girl.
And then the other thing I wanted to do was Rusty and T-Rider have an open house at Delusion Cycles this weekend, Bill.
And that's from 10 o'clock in the morning
to
4.
It's off of the 5 to the 405. Get off at Golden West, turn right.
Golden West Balsa, yeah.
Block and a half, make a right turn, party's on the corner.
TV stars, movie stars, Sons of Anarchy, and oh yeah, the Phil and Bill show will be up there doing something.
The other thing I'm going to do was I'll let Kelly take us out again. I'll go. This is the name of this song. It's by Kelly's Lot. It's called I'll Go. And they're going to take us out. And hope to talk to you guys next week.
Thanks for all of our friends for listening in. Thanks for our friends that were brave enough to come on the air with us. We appreciate that. You have no idea how many people are listening but afraid to talk. So good night to everyone.
Good night, America.
Nothing ever felt so hard in all my years before. For 2 years and counting, I gave my word. is what I heard. I'll go.
Good night, America.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.